8:02 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show. Earth Day, Thursday, Earth Day edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. We welcome you to the program. Normally, we speak to the mayor, Bob Whalen, at 8:30. This morning, we've got him in a little early, and we are delighted to speak with our mayor. Welcome, Mayor Whalen. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Ed. Thanks for having me a little early here, top of the hour.
Well, thanks for making it work. I really appreciate that. I know you've got a busy day ahead, so I'll get right to it. This past Tuesday night, you talked about having briefed the county on our neighborhood protection plan. Essentially, what did you brief? What did you tell them? And what is the county bringing to the table here?
Yeah, great question. We had a terrific meeting. We had probably four or five people from OC Parks, you know, right from the director on down. We had the supervisor, Lisa Bartlett. On our side, we had our assistant city manager, our police chief, our marine safety chief, myself. So we briefed them on what we're doing, you know, the whole neighborhood protection program, the $2 million investment we're making, adding two police officers, retraining our beach patrol officers to a higher level of competency. All of that, enhanced trash pickup, cameras, new cameras up at Carolyn Wood Knoll, and so on. So we gave them our rundown, and they have upped, and it's just some of it's just starting to roll up. They have what they call, and they've been out with COVID, but they're now coming back on, a Ranger Reserve Patrol. They're uniformed. They're kind of park ambassadors, but they're out there. And a Sheriff Reserve Patrol, who also will be, you know, uniformed and out there. They say they're doing increased patrols of four times a day. Now it's a large area, right? It's not just at Carolyn, not just at Alta Laguna, but they're dealing with the whole park out there. They've ramped up for a 24-hour graffiti response. You know, this one of the saddest things I've seen out there. Yeah, it is. These people come in and tag, you know, these beautiful boulders, you know, that have been there for millions of years, right? And,
right.
You know, then you have to get out and clean them, and so they're increasing their focus on that. And the other thing we touched on was, South County beaches, South Laguna beaches, and, you know, we have authorized, you know, increased hours for our marine safety people to be down there. So we're coordinating well with them. There's now a working group that's meeting every 2 weeks, county and city, to try to, you know, scope out the problems. So I'm feeling really good about the effort that's been put into this, and hopefully we'll see some results here this you know, starting this May.
Right. You mentioned tagging and how it makes me sad. I think among the things that you can see in this town, tagging and seeing stuff written on our rocks and painted on our, scrawled across our rocks, makes me about as sad as we can. Are we looking at maybe overnight patrols as well? Because I think that that's when a majority of the tagging would happen, would be in the overnight hours.
You know, we hadn't talked about that, you know, but something just occurred to me as you were asking that question. One of the things we do have, and we have deployed, is our drones up in the open space, you know, initially to look for fire risk at night.
Right.
So they can fly at night, and that's a good idea. I'll see what they can do on that.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm glad it came up during my question. We were also talking about cameras at Thousand Steps Beach, and I'm aware, after having spoken with you about the hospital situation, that it's an expensive, in many cases, expensive to monitor cameras that are out. You would just have to go back and look at old footage. But my question is this. At home, with our Ring system, I'm able right now from work to look at my house, to look at things, you know, within and without the house. Could we do something like that with the camera system at Thousand Steps? Could we maybe have all of the officers that patrol at night have that on their phone, and they can from time to time monitor what's happening out there?
You know, another good question, Ed. You got some good ones this morning.
Well, I'm batting 1,000, huh?
I'll ask Kevin Snow, our marine safety chief, whether that's something that could happen. I mean, they will periodically monitor these things, and, you know, Table Rock has been a hot spot for the jumpers. So, right. Yeah, I'll ask them. Good thought.
Well, I appreciate that. This past Tuesday night, also, you received a phone call from a local with an accusation about feedback not having been provided by the recruiting firm in the search for city manager. Is that accurate? And do you even really do you consider the feedback an important part of what they provide to you?
Yeah, we have received feedback. I mean, there were two components to it, as we've talked before. One was the three listening sessions that are all recorded and on the city website, available for anybody to see, including council members, right? And there was some discussion the other night about whether those should be summarized and, you know, provided to council. And, you know, I think rather than summarize those, council members are looking at those. The second part of it was the survey that was conducted, which was, you know, an online survey, and we have been provided summary results from the survey. So we do have that, you know, both those components. And, yeah, of course it's important. I mean, that's reflective of some members of our community. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't overrun with people on the listening sessions, but there were a number of responses to the survey. So we take that all into account for sure. Yeah.
Right. I had made mention to the listeners on Monday that in a lot of cities, they don't even, you know, it's just the city council will go, okay, this is who your next city manager is. That's it. You're done. You guys have done this. You've put this process out for us. I feel pretty fortunate that you have. Thank you there. There's a ribbon cutting happening for South Beach restrooms. When is that happening?
We're going to do that right ahead of our next council meeting, May 4th, 3 o'clock. I was down there the other day to do a little video and get to see that, yeah, there's two beautiful murals, tile murals there. Very vibrant colors, better than the old outdoor showers that were there that were, you know, painted some dull white. But, yeah, I think people will enjoy that. It'll add a little pizzazz down that end of the beach.
Beautiful. Any chance that the ribbon you'll be cutting itself will be a long strand of toilet paper since it's restrooms? Maybe there's another good idea, Ed.
You're loaded this morning, Ed. You've got
them rolling. So we're doing a slope repair on Pearl Street now. What does that entail, and does it mean that the Pearl Street beach access will be shut down for a while again? Because it was shut down for a good portion of 2020 or several months during 2020.
I don't think it's going to be shut down, or if it is, it shouldn't be for any extended period of time. There's not just at the stairs, but all the way south was what we were told the other night. You know, there's just natural erosion that's occurring. So they're doing some tiebacks into the slope and nailing it, I guess is what they describe it as. So they'll be doing that work, but it's south of the stairs. So I don't think it should, you know, impact the stair access. Or if it does, perhaps just, you know, while they're doing a couple of the, you know, a couple of the more intrusive procedures. But yeah, it'll be good to get that part stabilized. It took a year for, you know, to get through Coastal and make sure they were on board with our plans and our permits. So we cleared all that, and then we'll take care of that.
Okay. Okay. Before I let you go, I want to talk to you about perspective. And I just can't get this out of my head that this morning before I left the house, I watched two mayors from two different cities talk about policing and the violence in their cities. And I think back to Tuesday night, we spent 15 minutes on pickleball Tuesday night. Should we as citizens be more aware of exactly how lucky we are to live here? And can you kind of put that into perspective as the mayor of this city?
Well, we are certainly very fortunate to live in the, you know, an incredibly beautiful place and, you know, a well-run city. While we have protests like any city, we have been able to enjoy those without, you know, violence and destruction. So we just all need to appreciate where we live, appreciate what we have. And like you say, you don't lose perspective on the larger world. I mean, one of our local residents, Judge David Carter, we've all been reading about him the last 2 days in L.A. dealing with Skid Row and the order, the unprecedented injunction that he just granted, because, you know, you've got thousands of people living a miserable life up there every day on the streets. So, you know, I thank my blessings when I get up every morning and look down and, you know, see the ocean rolling in. So, we should all be grateful and thankful.
Yes, well put. Thank you, Mayor Whalen, on Earth Day. And thank you for coming in early today. We really appreciate your time with us. We will look forward to speaking with you next week, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
I'm going to send you out with some cream some I Feel Free music from Cream. Have a great day, sir.
Thanks, Ed.
8:13, it's the Mornings with Ed Show.